Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier.
Good morning, mamas. Welcome to the More Than Sleep Show. Today's Wednesday, and the sun is still shining, and I have brand new pink Mama Coach earrings. They match, so I had to, of course, have them, but look, they're the same pink. So anyways, I am having a great day, and today I wanted to talk about managing sleep when your baby isn't feeling well, which is the worst, right? Nobody likes it when their baby isn't feeling well. And this is inspired because tomorrow I am going to Kids and Company to talk online on a webinar about the same topic, basically managing illness at daycare, which is, you know, complex. And every mom just feels so crappy and so stressed when their baby isn't feeling well. And the reality is that sleep is impacted. Of course it is. If you think about, if you have a cold, how do you sleep? Crappy, right? And so to expect our children, our babies, to sleep through the night when they're not feeling well is a challenge. And so how do we deal? The first and the biggest tip I can give you is go to them. You know, sleep, I guess, you know, sleep rules, they don't apply to sick babies. They need you, right? It's just the same as how when you wake up snotty and coughing in the night, you're an adult and you have the ability to manage. But when you're a baby or a child, it's different. So I would say, always go to your baby if they're not feeling well, or to your toddler or to your child. They need you. You know, give them what they need, whether it's breastfeeding, whether it's Advil or Motrin, whether it's a snuggle. That is all appropriate, right? They're sick. But the key, the biggest key to keeping things on the rails when they're sick, because sometimes what happens is, you know, your baby's not feeling well, and you go and you do everything for them in the night, and then they feel better, and then you're left with the, all of a sudden he wants to sleep in your bed all the time, or all of a sudden he wants to nurse six more times in the night when before he was sleeping through. And darn, right? That's a challenge. And so the key is to not just ignore them when they're sick, because that is not appropriate. Instead, it's give them everything they need in the night. Cuddles, Tylenol, nursing, whatever, bottle, all the love. But just when you put them back in their crib or put them back in their bed, make sure their eyes are open. You know, don't do all those things to put them back to sleep. That is the secret to making sure that sleep stays on the rail, so that when they're feeling better, sleep can resume like it was, right? So what do you do if you are worried about them, right? Sometimes it feels too far to have them in another room. I know that just recently my little guy, when he gets a cough, you know, children and babies have really small airway, and sometimes it's super irritable. And so every time Mikhail coughs, cough, 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 and it's been like this since he was a baby, he vomits, you know, and I worry about that. And so having made this mistake with my first son, when he was sick, I'd bring him into bed with me. But then he'd get better and be like, well, why'd the rules change? I want to stay in bed with you. So with Mikhail, even now, he's 7, and a couple weeks ago he was sick like this. What do? We camp out in his room so that his sleep environment stays the same. The boundary is still there, but I know that he's safe, and I just brought a really comfortable air mattress and sleeping bag into his room. But I knew that if he vomited in his sleep, which sometimes he does, I could be there to help him. And then when he was better, I just moved out and it was fine. So the same goes if you have a babe who's not feeling well. Instead of bringing him into bed with you, go to him. And that will help keep things as consistent as they can be while they're not feeling good. So eyes open when you put them back into their bed. And if they're really not well, bring them or you go to them. Okay. Those would be my two biggest tips. The other thing is Tylenol, right? Tylenol helps for pain and it helps for fever. Not so much with runny noses. Saline in their nose, they don't like it, but it can help clear it out, right? Push saline drops into their nose and then suck it out with a bulb syringe, or I don't know if you've seen those snot suckers. Some babies do not like it, but all babies do not like it, but it works. Humidity, if you put a humidifier in their room, that can help. Taking a deep breath, because it's super frustrating and super overwhelming and scary when your baby's not feeling good. And if you're worried, it's always okay to take them in. If you're worried, you should, you know, to urgent care or the children's hospital, whatever it looks like. But, you know, they need rest. And so whatever that looks like for you, hopefully, you know, you can make them comfortable so that they can sleep in short periods. And let's say you tried putting them back wide awake, because that's what Carrie said it would be a great idea. But sometimes that just doesn't work. Oh, and thank you, whoever just told me I look nice. Must be my pink earrings. I was so pumped when I found those. But anyways, sometimes we try everything. Oh, yeah, no, they need to go in their crib wide awake, la, 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 la. Yeah, in theory, that's awesome, and it works most of the time. However, if they are super snotty, things are not, he just can't sleep laying down, and he's going to sleep on your chest in a chair, you're not going to sleep great. That's okay. You know, get him the rest that he needs. But it's kind of the rule of 3 days. I've found in my practice, I don't have any research to back this one up, but 3 days. After day three, usually kids are like acutely snotty sick for a couple days, 48 hours, and it starts to improve. As soon as it starts improving, put them back in their bed. Right? Worst case scenario. Anything longer than 3 days, I find sometimes you have to remind them of those sleep boundaries all over again, which isn't the end of the world, because it's not like your baby will have forgotten. It just might be one night of helping them remember how they used to sleep. So if it completely falls off the rails, oh well, don't feel bad. Happens. But just try not longer than 3 days. And try to just be with them in their room. So I hope that this helped. And I'm also hopeful that because it's spring, we're going to beat this, you know, flu season's almost done. It's just dealing with the snow mold and all of that garbage now. And hopefully that doesn't bother your kiddos. But any questions, as always, me or any one of our mama coaches across Canada are so happy to help. So if you go to our website and click chat with a nurse, we will get back to you, and we are happy to jump on a phone call and answer any questions that you might have. So I hope everybody has a good day, and I will see you Monday. It's already Wednesday. And if you need me before that, please reach out. Have a good one, guys. Bye.